Hello, and welcome to Know That, a Real Housewives podcast. I'm Donnie Hatfield-Smith.
And I'm Quentin Lamar.
Anthony is not here with us tonight, but we do have two special guests, Kaya and Aaron from the podcast Bravo While Black. Hello.
Welcome.
Hello, you guys. It's so nice to finally see you guys face to face.
I know. I'm excited to do this.
Yes, it's great to have you guys here.
Thank you.
You that I'm talking to, Don, that's usually on Instagram, right?
Yeah, I'm the crazy one on Instagram, and then Quinn's on Twitter.
And I'm the one that's on Instagram. Yeah, Aaron's on Twitter.
Yeah, people always say, which one am I talking to? I said, it's supposed to be all three of us, but...
There's literally three of you guys, so it's kind of hard.
Yeah, if it's controversial opinions, it's me.
We know who the messy one is. Yeah.
That's absolutely right.
100%.
So when did you start your podcast? What made you decide on doing it? Let's get into the history of Bravo While Black.
I think we started like a few months ago.
Yeah, we started literally, unfortunately, we wanted to start this anyway. Obviously, quarantine made us do something worth our time. Otherwise, we were just going to kill ourselves. So we've always just wanted to do something creative together. And since quarantine really forced us to take a step back and stay our ass the fuck home, we decided to finally, you know, make the page and then do the podcast. But it came at an unfortunate time. Like, we made the page, and probably like the day after we made the page, the George Floyd murder happened. And we were like, well, it changed the mood. Yeah. It changed the route that we were going. It made it more like, I mean, we already chose Bravo While Black, but it was like, okay, we're going to talk about it. We're going to mention like it all. So we took like a week or two off because everything just felt so heavy.
Yeah.
And then after we took that time to reflect, we're like, you know what? We're just going to bring real life issues and relate them to Bravo. And even if it doesn't relate to Bravo, we're still going to talk about it. So we started posting, and like the one thing about the Bravo fan community, it's just so welcoming. It just kind of like took off. So it was just like an amazing thing. And it's just, we could just find a place where we want to make a space where it's like, other than mainly Bravo and mixing with Monty, we didn't really see a lot of Black people talking about all of the shows. We saw there were profiles talking about like the white shows, and there were profiles talking about the Black shows, but we watched like both of them. So we wanted to create a space where like we're talking about all these shows from a Black perspective, but everyone is welcome. Obviously, you guys already know that, but we just wanted to give a Black perspective and create a Black space. And we didn't really want to go into it with like the cancel culture mindset. We went into it like, okay, this is what you guys can do better. But we also want to highlight the Black excellence that they already have on the network, like the Ladies of Married to Medicine, like Portia and her work. That's just so important. So that's how we created Bravo While Black. And then more importantly, we also wanted to just make people laugh. So that's where we started the page. And then we finally did our first podcast, and people actually listened, and we were like, okay, well, I guess we'll just continue.
We couldn't believe it.
Yeah, at all.
Like, people actually care about what we have to say.
Yeah. So.
Right?
That was like, it's crazy. It's wild.
Yeah, that's, I totally understand that, you know, like being Black and watching these shows is a different vibe. Like, you see things differently, and it's good to be able to talk about that and have a place where you can like talk about aspects of it that aren't really talked about within certain Bravo communities because they don't have that lens. So like, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy you guys did that. And I'm happy you're here to talk to us about it.
Thank you so much for inviting us. We really like love your profile. So far, you've already had Elise, you've had all these guests, and I'm like, look at knowing that.
Well, I was gonna reach out and get Giselle's bodyguard, and then you beat me to it.
But
listen, we can split the market.
Listen, he's literally a star. So if you reach out to him, he might have a lot more to say. If y'all listen to that podcast, he spilled tea.
He did.
In it.
So how do you two know each other?
Well, we went to high school together. We actually had this web design?
Yeah, it was web design.
It was a web design class that we had together. So we met there and we became really good friends. And then, you know, we just kept in contact. We went to the same college together as well. So, we've been knowing each other for a very long time. So
I kind of feel like he's like the male version of me. And like, I'm the female version of him. And it's like, every time that we have like a deep conversation, we're trying to like put the clues together to figure out how we're related.
We're cousins.
Because we feel like we're related. We have to
we're cousins.
Related.
Some kind of way.
So like, you know, especially like in the South, we're trying to figure out, because we live in South Florida, but both of our moms are from the South. His mom is from Louisiana. As you know, he'll tell you firsthand, he's from New Orleans. In NOLA. And then my mom is from Savannah, Georgia. Uh-huh. And like, they kind of have the same kind of like upbringing. We kind of had the same upbringing. We were kind of in the same neighborhood. Like, and kind of different, like, his neighborhood was...
We were in the same neighborhood.
Yeah, and we were basically in the same neighborhood. So we would just always, like, have these conversations, like, did you do this growing up? Yes! Did you go this place growing up? Yes! So we just had that connection, and we're like, you know what? People would always tell us, like, yo, you guys are funny as hell. So I'm just like, well, listen, I'm a Capricorn. That's the first thing I'll say. I'm a Capricorn. Uh-oh. I'm trying to figure out how we can get paid from it. So
that is a very Capricorn thing to think. That is true.
All right. So now that that is, I don't want to say out of the way, I was very interested. But
no, I get it.
It's, wait. We're here to talk Bravo.
If she's a Capricorn, then what are you? What is your sign?
I'm actually a Leo.
I'm a Leo too. That's weird that you get along, because Capricorns and Leos don't really get along.
They don't usually get along at all.
I think with Leos, it's Aries that we don't really care for.
I disagree.
Because these are both fire signs.
I disagree. Sorry, because like, most of my
Aries.
Most of my exes have been Aries. So I personally disagree.
Yeah, but they're exes, same, but are they not?
Yeah. Same. No, true. For real. Maybe you're just not looking at it or realizing it, because they're tricky. I mean, they come and they think like they really trick you. And then
okay. I didn't know we were gonna start bashing Aries. Now I'm not an Aries, so I don't care. I mean, but
I'm on the cusp, so I'll take it.
We're not gonna bash them. You know, we're gonna give them grace.
We have to be careful. Like
I'm a Pisces Aries cusp. I'm so the last like, day of Pisces.
He's like bossy and crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, that's the bottom line.
Like, you know, Leos have to be careful. We get, you know, our planet is the sun. That's kind of a big thing.
All right. Moving on.
Can't punch down. Anyway, you can't punch down. Now.
So next.
So first we'll talk about some current events before we get into Potomac. I don't even want to talk about current events because I feel like every time I get excited about one, Bryce Sander from Entertainment Tonight tells me it's
like, not true.
True. It's a lie.
So I'm here.
This week, it was announced that Tori Spelling was going to be on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and it was announced that Real Housewives of New York were shut down for 2 weeks. He shut them both down, so we don't even need to discuss that. But I was excited about both.
I'm disappointed.
I was devastated.
I wanted Tori Spelling so badly.
I agree.
I wanted all that disinherited angst. It was going to be like... It was going to be like, Kyle stole my goddamn house times 10. It was going to be like huge.
Falling on hibachis. I think it was going to be good. She is a mess.
I don't know. I hope we get Jennifer Tilly instead.
We're not going to get her.
Not even as a friend of.
Sutton's barely on it. Why will her friends be on it?
Because they're friends with Sutton. Sutton's going to be a housewife. Come on. We know this is
yet.
It's going to happen.
The thing about Tori Spelling is that, like, she said that she, like, I don't want her on it. Sorry. So I don't know if you guys can tell by the way I let it in. But the thing about Tori Spelling is that she said that she's too nice to be on Real Housewives because she sees the way that they tear each other down. And I'm like, girl, you are not too nice. It's just that your life is already a hot garbage fire that you kind of like don't want to like go into it and like them deconstruct it like the way they did, like everyone basically with Denise.
I guess so. I still wanted to see that garbage fire.
They're not ruining my life. I don't care if they tear her apart.
Facts.
But news that Bryce did not shut down this week was that Heather Thompson has been recording Real Housewives of New York. Do you watch? Are you excited for her to come back?
I'm only excited because literally everyone else is excited. I mean, I guess peer pressure. I'm excited.
But everybody else happy. I'm gonna be happy too.
Yeah, I saw so many memes about it, and memes really move me. So I think that when it was first announced, I was like, oh, okay. But then seeing all the memes and everyone talk about it, and then I even did a poll, and everyone was like, we want her back. Mm. So, I mean, I guess I'm excited. I'll see the way it plays out.
Yeah, I know I'm in the minority here, but I am one of the only people that didn't like New York until this season. So the further we can move away from the past seasons is better for me. I don't want Bethany back. I don't want Heather back. Keep Leah, bring in Ebony, but let's move away from what we had.
I love Leah. I agree.
But do we not want Dorinda back?
No.
Oh no, Dorinda's what I came in with. I would be fine with her.
I mean, my problem, okay.
You said no Dorinda.
This is a hot take. This is a hot take.
Yeah, it is.
My problem with, okay, so Dorinda triggers me because first of all, she acts like my mama. So that's one reason why I have a beef with trying to argue with Dorinda is like trying to argue with Janice. It is impossible. And then if you make too many points, then you go get gut punch. So that triggers me. She makes me want to like go in my bedroom and like punch the air and just like talk under my breath. Like the show was good with her there, but she's clearly a drunk loose cannon. And that is already being held by Sonya. So I think that it's a good idea to like replace her. I'm cool with Heather coming back, but I don't think that now that she's gone, let her be gone.
I understand and I respect that, but I wholeheartedly disagree. Let me tell you why. Because everyone literally like decided out of nowhere to stick up for Tinsley. Like, obviously, what she did to Tinsley was not cool. It was unnecessary. She needs to go to therapy, fix it, and then come back. Like, I don't condone the behavior. However, I just feel like everyone is just going so hard for Tinsley when just last season, everyone was just like, Tinsley's so boring. Her mom is more interesting than her. And I'm just like, why are we so quick to stick up for Tinsley when Doe has made it nice for us for however many, I think, like 6 years? So why all of a sudden are we sticking up for Tinsley? Why is Dorinda the scum of the earth all of a sudden? And it's like Ramona is toxic both on the show and in real life. So she it's is. Just she like, is. I don't know. I love Dorinda. Maybe I think that she's also a Capricorn. So I think I'm probably biased, but I just feel like she makes points.
She does make points. I'm not. And my problem with her is not Tinsley. Cause like the most interesting Tinsley thing she did was how she left. That was a boss move. Like she just, you don't want to have dinner with me. Fine. It's the last dinner you'll be able to have. I'm out. That's cool.
But then I also feel like I understood why Dorinda was so mad, because I'm just like a very loyal friend. And it's like, if you're telling me that you're not seeing this dude, and all of a sudden I know like with my own two eyes that you've been hanging with this dude and you're telling me and you're gaslighting me. No, it's not like that. And then all of a sudden you go and get motherfucking engaged and you leave my show. I'm gonna act a fool.
Dorinda was like that one person in the horror movie that knows what the killer's doing, yes. being killed. But what about the footage of her actually like with her boyfriend borrowing that money and why she was like targeting Tinsley? Didn't that change the way you felt about her?
It made me like her even more, because you don't run game on Dorinda. Like, you don't run game on me. It's not gonna end up well. Listen, that's to fair him, enough.
Was that not one of the realest scenes this season?
We had a flashback to like Mob Wives. We thought we were watching Mob Wives for a second. I'm like,
they set on that clip into the right perfect moment.
They did. Producers did.
They had receipts just sitting somewhere.
They're like, this is going to be great. They were waiting. In about 2 years, this is
when she leaves, watch this.
Yeah. I'm not opposed to her coming back, but I would rather she didn't and we got some new blood, but that's pretty much it.
I respect that.
So are you guys Tinsley fans?
No.
No.
Okay, good.
My opinion has nothing Tinsley to do with fans? Tinsley.
I feel like Tinsley is equivalent to Teddy.
Oh, I knew
I don't think she was that bad. I just think that I'm glad that she found love. And I don't miss her. Like the episodes after, it was a very great.
So I did like not need a spinoff.
So there's like a fan club for like Tinsley. Tinsley Teddy.
No, that's it.
We wouldn't be in it.
No, yeah, like what's her name? Like Carrie from Dallas. Like what? Like it's just
wait, hold on now.
That's her.
Okay, wait. You said Carrie from Dallas. You said Carrie from Dallas, right? Not Mary Medicine Carrie. Okay.
No, not Mary Medicine.
Carrie from Dallas, she can also be in that. Yeah, that's fine. As long as it's not Carrie from Mary Medicine, because I was about to sit up straight.
You can add at ease.
So on Potomac this week, we'll start with Monique because why not?
Get it over with, yeah.
or because she's my favorite, but however we want to edit this, it's fine. So Monique had her podcast recording for Not For Lazy Moms. She wanted to sell 300 tickets. She sold about 20, but it's all right because we had a mixing with Monty sighting. So yes. She brightened my screen for a moment. For her podcast, Monique invited the other ladies. She invited Robin and Wendy and Karen and Ashley, but Robin and Wendy were not buying it and did not want to attend. Do you take their side or do you think they should have given her a chance and showed up?
I'm just glad that they didn't show up because they would have just talked about the same thing. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I'm sick of them beating a dead horse. And you know what? Realistically, I feel like since the taping of the podcast was so close to that town hall, they had to scold Monique that, you know, it couldn't be that much different. And I feel like she had who she needed to be there. I just really wish that Karen could make it. That's the only person that I feel like should have been there that wasn't there, because Karen is neutral. Like, no matter how many times they try to force Karen to pick a side, when I feel like there's not really a side to pick. Monique was wrong, period. But also, Monique is my friend, so I'm not going to abandon Monique.
Right.
So I wish that Karen was there, but Ashley was there, and she just needs people who are going to support her and lift her and, like, you know, hear her side.
I didn't understand why she went to, like, Robin first. Like, I feel like you know how these women feel about you. They've been waiting to have this over you anyway. I get that she probably wanted to reach out just so she wouldn't be rude, but I'm like, couldn't you start with somebody, like, easier than Robin? Like,
I think it's to get it over with. Like, when you say, do you want the good news or the bad news? They always want the bad news. She seems
surprised, though. Like, that's the thing I didn't get. Like, was she surprised that they weren't going to come? Because I think she should have known that they weren't going to come.
Right.
Yeah, like, she definitely should have known that they weren't going to come, especially because of the way that they've been acting. And especially with, you know, Robin is going to do whatever Giselle says. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that Giselle was not going to allow Robin to come, even if Robin wanted to come.
Right.
They never wanted to support her, even when they were on bad terms with her. So,
That's a point.
I mean, we feel the same way, but we try to
you know, stay neutral. But it's very, like, annoying to see everyone just, like, pound on Monique when it's like, we get that she's wrong. But at the end of the day, people do this all the time. Fights happen. Mm-hmm. Like, good for you if you haven't had to beat a bitch's ass. But it's just like,
every now and then you got to do it.
For those of us who went to public school.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
But even if we didn't go to public school, like, do you guys not watch Jersey where bitches are laying bitches out?
I've seen like three fights in one episode.
Yeah.
And then they just move on with it. Like, I feel like between, you know, Giselle dragging it out, and then I just feel like also that Candace, she initially didn't really want to press charges. Mm-hmm. I think that she listened to, like, her mom.
Yeah.
And then she probably had an off-camera conversation with Giselle, who I feel like Giselle definitely, like, pushed. She might not have said press charges or whatever, but she definitely pushed her up and, like, just threw lemon in the freaking sore.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just feel like everything escalated because they needed to talk face-to-face and she needed to apologize. But at the time of the town hall, she wasn't ready to apologize. And that's why I respected Monique for saying, like, I don't regret it right now. Like, do you want to just lie and just say sorry like Ramona and just give out sorries when you don't mean sorry? I'm sorry. Sorry. Like, with Monique, if she feels the same way, she's going to straight up tell you.
I felt like it was awkward for her to do the thing without being ready to apologize, though, because that's what everybody's going to expect. Yeah.
Yeah, the town hall.
I don't know that that was her timing. I think that
it wasn't
the show. Yeah, the show and the women.
And it's a group event. Yeah. They wanted to film it, and, you know, as KB said, that there was other, like, security there.
Right.
But I don't think that Monique wanted to do it either, because she didn't even get her feelings together. And it's like she's already not wanting to do it, but then, like, they go and then it's everyone just back to back pounding on her. I just feel like they need to leave Karen alone. Also, like, it's just too much.
I think Monique also was going through a lot that week, as she said. Right. She had a lot on her plate. So that was definitely not the time to have that conversation.
Right.
They should have did that shit the next week, maybe next month or something. And then,
she should have sat down, like, separately and had those conversations.
That's what I said.
Me personally, I wouldn't have apologized to those bitches anymore.
Because I think it would have been better if she sat down and had, like, a face-to-face with Candace herself. Maybe it might not have worked with the timing, but
I just don't think it would have escalated to the point where Candace pressed charges. Yeah,
I agree. Do you think Karen couldn't go to the podcast? Do you think that she was really sick? Or do you think that she was trying to not get in the middle as much as she's painted to be?
I think Karen may have found out that, or was anticipating that Monique was going to find out that she, you know, encouraged Candace to press charges. Yeah. So I think that she definitely didn't want to show up
for that. Yeah, that makes sense.
I thought that too, but then it's like, you know, she said apparently she said she wasn't feeling well. That's what I seen on Twitter. She said she'll make the next one with Ray,
and she has so. You know, it wasn't her not wanting to support Monique in general, because she's been to her podcast taping. It's just the timing, and also I think that she knew that it was going to get blown out of hand.
That makes sense. I did freeze my screen as soon as they showed that text message though, because I wanted to read the whole thing.
Nosy ass.
She said, I'll be at the next one. Monique said, there won't be a next one. I had to cancel it. So then she said, well, let's meet up on camera or off.
It was a really awkward time for her to get into a fight with the women she needed to promote her product.
That's for that $200,000 podcast. Oh, but actually, Monique,
I would have been pissed as fuck if nobody showed up to my shit.
For $200,000?
You're going to show up to my shit or we're not friends.
Actually, everyone, Monique wants me to deliver a special message. Well, obviously she didn't talk to me, but I was in her comment section and she responded to me, so she talked to me. God, and she said that it was $200,000, like as a whole, because she has the podcast, she had to pay for guests, she had promo, and then she said it was over 4 years. So, I mean, even if it was over 4 years, that's $50,000 a year on a podcast. And I'm like, well, damn, maybe that's why my $20 podcast ain't taking off. But either way, that's a lot of money to spend on a podcast.
Does that include like renting this venue and stuff? Is that what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She said she has like a publishing house, and she does because she just released that potty training book. So it's like a whole business kind of entity thing. But even just adding it up, I'm like, yo, that's $50,000
a year. So I see why she's not doing another one of those shits.
Right. I'm like,
But maybe it's a teachable moment to her to know why she shouldn't fight people, because it's bad for business.
Well, I disagree, because I feel like she didn't just want to fight Candace. I feel like, never mind, it's going to get me in trouble.
No, I mean, I get what you're saying. The only thing that I can hold her accountable for is her actions. And it's not, I don't blame her for wanting to beat up. Like I said, I feel like you could do a PSA and bring all these people back over the years. Like, you know, I beat up Candace in second grade. I beat her up in fifth grade. I think like there are many people who have laid hands on Candace. But I fault her because she has so much to lose. And I think that's not smart. And I think that's part of, hopefully she learned that from this event, because she needed the housewives there to help her promote it.
More than anyone, Monique has like, I'd say almost more than anyone, because, you know, Giselle doesn't really have anything popping like that. Yeah. Candace doesn't really have anything popping like that. Ashley has her husband, but they have a real estate business and they already shut the restaurant down. Right. Karen has LaDom. But I think that definitely Monique has the most to lose.
You didn't have to laugh at LaDom.
Who laughed at LaDom?
He laughed at LaDom, and I had to laugh at it. yeah.
That Leo awkwardness right now. But do you honestly think, like, any of the, who do you think would have showed up out of all the ladies, even if that fight never happened? Like, do you really think that Wendy, Giselle, and Robin would have shown up? Or would they have found?
It would have been shady, but they would have been there.
Yeah. They definitely would have talked about how many people were there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But besides, they would have been there, I think.
And they would have wanted to check for showing up. Today.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, well, that's exactly why they would have been there.
Well, exactly. So it's kind of better that they didn't come.
That's true.
Because it's not like she made much of a profit, and then on top of that, she was gonna have to pay for check.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Do you think Ashley showed up to be supportive or to start shit or both?
I mean, it's just supportive. In her nature to start shit. Like, that's just Ashley. But at the end of the day, she's friends with Monique. Yeah. And you know, she was telling her what the deal was, because I would have wanted to know if Candace was Kiki, not Candace, Karen was kikiing in my face, and you told this bitch to press charges on me. Like, hold on.
But see, I don't look at it that way. I feel like it was just like one of those things, like, you know, well, look what she did to me. And Karen was like, well, if it was me, I'd press charges.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think she was telling her to do it, but she was kind of telling her to do it. But
she was just saying what she would do
in
the situation.
And I agree. Like, And I get that. Like, you know, I can't fault anybody who gets assaulted that way. Now, me, again, being a public school kid from Detroit, I think that's something, you know, you lick your wounds and you go home and do your hair and then that's the end of it. Lesson learned. But I get how somebody would be like, oh, this is, you know, I got a headache. I need post-it notes. I'm traumatized. You know,
this is outrageous.
It's so over the top. I've seen worse fights than that in the lunchroom at least once a week. But we're adults. I get it. I can't fault anybody for wanting to get litigious after that.
Yeah, I would have definitely sued the shit out of her. Like,
with just money?
Like,
yes.
A lawsuit, like, yeah. But not going to jail. I don't want you to go to jail, but I want you to come about that coin, especially because what is Chris doing? He has a restaurant, but other than that,
yeah,
it's like,
well, she said he was wealthy. Money. She said his family was wealthy.
Is his family?
I don't think
Does
so.
Does it seem that's what that she way? Said. Yeah, that's what she said. I'm like, what do we, but from what we see.
Yeah, I don't think so. But poor Kaya says she did not want to talk about this fight, and we've been talking about it for a half hour. So let's move on. No, it's my fault.
Don't do me like.
To be continued on Bravo Wild Black.
This whole week, and we have to talk about the fight.
As soon as you introduce us, I'm going to be like, and now back to the fight.
Okay, so that's the end of this.
We love the fight. It was fun.
At that point, it's just like, you know what? At the end of the day, guys, like, Monique did what she had to do. Moving on.
So Giselle this week, we can talk about this for another half hour. She took Jamal to the airport in one of many crazy outfits she wore this week. And they discussed their options that they could have. So either stay together long distance or not continuing, even though that's not what she wants. I do not want them to stay together, but it's really none of my business.
I do.
Yeah, but you can have your opinion. So you don't want them to stay together, period.
That makes you and all three of their children.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you guys can tell that the kids are...
Don't forget Pop-Pop in that hot night.
Not Pop-Pop.
He was not
happy. Yes, Pop-Pop said he got 7-11 kids. Like,
don't do that shit.
I feel like you got into this bad relationship, I can only assume, for a storyline. So let's follow it to its conclusion. Let's get one more baby out of him. Let's, you know, do it on TV. You know, now you got your second book. Let's do it. Let's be messy.
You think Amen. She's going to get a baby?
No, not just baby. Oh. He's going to have a baby. Wait a minute.
I don't actually like mind them being together because I feel like, you know, Giselle's always up in everybody's Kool-Aid. And now it's like she has this person that's not Real Housewives famous. He's not like celebrity famous, but he's church famous. And church tea is a whole nother kind of tea. So I would 100% like to see where this is going, what happens, read up on the gossip on it. And like, let's just keep this train wreck on the road because Giselle always wants to be in everyone's business. And that's what makes her a good housewife. It's what makes her a good, you know, person to be on TV. So like, let's get this show on the road because now it's your turn, sweetheart. And now it's your turn. What do you think, Aaron? Do you want to see her with Jamal?
Don't get me, I mean, I don't really care much for Giselle. How can I say this in a nice way?
I think you just did.
You just said it.
I mean, she's like Lola Bunny, but evil.
I don't really care for her. I hope it works out for the sake of the kids. Whatever's in the best interest of her children is
what I'm going to do. What? It's just funny because it's like the best interest of the kids, but they said they don't want them there. It's just...
like, Mama,
well, you have whatever the kids want. That's what I want.
But she said, obviously, well, this was supposed to premiere in May. Obviously, it got pushed back because of Corona and like editing and everything. So everything that we're seeing is literally almost a year to the date. So that could make for a lot of changes. And so far on Bravo chat rooms, she said that they're going strong and that her dad understands that, you know, if they get married, he's going to walk her down the aisle and all this yada, yada, yada. Allegedly, you know, it's going very good, but Andy tweeted that they are taking questions for the reunion. So I'm just excited to see how this reunion is going to go. Is Candace going to show up? Is everyone going to show up? Are people going to, like, is Monique going to bring the receipts that she has? You know, it's going to be a very interesting reunion.
Is Wendy going to give a speech?
As As black women.
As black women, we should not. She speaks for all black women. So
I understand where countries. Women.
Yeah.
Continental, baby, but yeah. I just feel intercontinental, but I just feel like I understand where Wendy was coming from because she is from that background. Like, she's on Fox News, she has to carry herself a certain way. But at the end of the day, like, this is not Fox News, this is Housewives, okay? And beatdowns go on Housewives.
And that's just that.
And then there, I saw this tweet that just pissed me off. I'm sorry, I don't want to talk about the fight, but let's talk about the fight. There was this tweet that was like, everyone keeps saying that Candace deserves it because of her mouth. And I'm like, well, Candace does not deserve to be physically assaulted, period.
No.
But they also went on to say Ashley Darby does the same thing for years and years and no one beat her up. But at the same time, it's like, Candace pulled a knife on Ashley.
Right.
She did. She threw a knife at her.
She pulled out a knife. So pulled a knife.
Threw a knife.
And then also, it's just like, I don't know. Candace just, it's a different kind of hurt because her and Candace were like sisters. It's just like, if you
the things that she says are a little bit more shady than Ashley Darby. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, she literally called Ashley Darby a bedwinch.
She goes out her way to, like...
She is also married to a white man, so it was just, like, the wheels were turning in my head. Like, if she's a bedwinch, what does that mean?
Well, Quinn said it before that you don't have to be physical to be violent. And I do think that Candace knows how to use her words as weapons. Mm-hmm. Where I think Ashley's just messy.
Ashley is messy. And the interesting thing is, like, I love how Ashley gets under Candace's skin the way Candace gets under Monique's.
Karma.
From the looks of the upcoming episode, it's going to get a little... physical confrontation-y in one of the future episodes. And like I was telling Donnie, I was like, you know, nonviolent people usually don't get into fights so often.
Right.
Like, you don't hear about Oprah. Oprah was involved in a fight. Somebody tried to kick her ass. You don't hear that.
Well, like, every now and then.
I'm not going to be involved in that.
Gail.
I'm just kidding. Gail would be the one to do it. Gail would, like,
I agree.
Take it out.
Well,
but it's like, so like, for you to be like, oh, I'm the victim. Oh, I'm like, not, you know, violence is wrong. But like, you keep getting into fights. So.
And then on top of that, she's like, oh, it's so ghetto. You're doing all this and all that. And from the preview of that fight that you're talking about, it's between Chris Bassett and Ashley Darby's husband, Michael White Darby. So I'm like, why are these Caucasian men, especially one is like 70 years younger than the other one, why are you allowing your husband to beat up on someone's grandpa?
Well, that white-on-white violence is very pervasive.
Ridiculous.
It's on brand for 2020 because
there's a lot of it.
It's a lot of white-on-white violence out in the streets.
I kind
of
like to see it, though.
I wasn't going to say love to see it.
Not in a toxic way. Not in a toxic way, but it's like, I like seeing... like, white people go hard for Black Lives Matter and go hard for Biden and go hard for LGBT rights in a way that they haven't before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if there's a fight or two, you know, I like to see that too.
That's just a world star in me.
Exactly.
That's what someone, now this is going in a different direction, I apologize, I'll make it quick, but someone on Facebook today said that Trump supporters were hiding the fact that they're Trump supporters because they'll be attacked. And they saw a video of Trump supporters getting eggs thrown at them, and I said, okay, and
that makes me want to just
Well, I wonder who's hiding, because they're very loud they're running over people and killing people and traveling states to shoot people. Mm-hmm. So that, well, if you're embarrassed, then stay embarrassed and reflect on why you're embarrassed.
This is a bad segue, but also embarrassing was Robin's wig.
That was a good segue. Oh,
thank you.
That black life didn't matter.
I mean,
talk about the wig.
The wig.
The wig, not the Robin. Robin's 56% European. Come on now.
Listen.
I didn't completely hate it. Like, I know this is an unpopular opinion, but
that's,
I like
a natural
Robin
hair color.
The first one was a lot.
Yeah, the Tatiana wig.
That one was like, yeah, that should go. But the red one wasn't.
It wasn't good, but
it was very like single mom's club. Like,
Singles Mom. The Tyler Perry one?
Yeah.
I forgot about that movie.
It was very Tyler Perry.
Until I seen the wig, and then I remember
that movie was terrible.
It was.
What did she say when she answered the door in that movie, Quinn?
Oh, I love when she said she was going back to school, and then the woman was like, that's stupid.
I'm like,
Is that not realistic?
Whose response is, I'm going back to school. Whose response is that? Oh, are you going back to school?
Did that tell you the truth?
That's stupid.
What? Didn't Tyler Perry make that?
Yes, he did.
He wrote it, and he writes everything by himself.
Wow, listen, and that's why I can talk about that shit for a very long time.
Can we have a spinoff podcast where we just talk about Tyler Perry?
That'll be our Patreon.
I don't know if I have the strength.
Okay. You don't have the strength.
How we can stop these horrible ass shows from happening.
Oh my God.
You watch the Have and the Have Nots.
We're not going to talk about that.
So I'm sorry I just exposed you. But
we're going to get off that.
Fall from grace. We're gonna let me tell you. No, I'm just playing.
Ashtray, bitch.
She called for a witness good, during closing arguments.
Oh, that movie was bad.
Oh, it was terrible.
It was like good bad.
It was good bad. Like everyone came together and was like, y'all, look at this shit.
It was a bonding.
It was a moment.
Yeah. It was a moment. It happened. Exactly. It happened.
It was a cultural reset.
Would you guys not act the same way if that happened to you?
Oh, yeah. I would bash him.
I mean, I would go the fuck.
Oh, yeah.
You literally caused me to lose my job and like mortgage my, refinance my house, whatever the fuck he did. You have to die.
Well, that wasn't like, my there's problem. There's no coming movie. Back from it. I think that was the only good part of the movie.
But he
that's
didn't
the only
die.
Thing you agreed with.
She beat him to not death.
Well, she didn't know. She
I don't thought, get that. She thought I would have stayed. I would have made sure. Like,
yeah.
If you saw what she like saw, that, you would assume that he was dead.
Yeah, he looked like Meatloaf.
He looked he dead. You know what? We ain't doing like, this. I'm done.
How do we get here? How do we? But you said that you didn't have the stream muster up the stream.
He looked like Meatloaf. Anyway, we're gonna end it.
Okay, let's go. What's next? Oh, that was Robin's wig. Robin's wig. I didn't hate it as much as everyone else. And also, she told me to tell y'all that she don't care that y'all don't like it. So there's that. Go check.
Well, I mean, she must feel like really offended because that's literally her hair color and everything. That's what her hair, her natural hair looks like. So
Robin's a blonde.
She was not
blonde. Did you say she's a blonde?
She is not a blonde.
She yeah, rocks.
Her and Beyonce, blonde. Natural blonde.
Okay.
They're well, natural blonde. Whoa, wait
Beyonce
a
is definitely a natural blonde. So I'm not willing to argue about anything Beyonce.
And Mariah Beyonce Carey, don't forget Mariah.
If they say they're blondes, then they're blondes.
Y'all crazy.
So at Wendy's event, Wine with Wendy, Black Girls Vote, Women's Empowerment Day, I think that it was important that she had this event and that she chose to have it televised. And I think it was big of Bravo to air it. I wish that they would have just aired it as a special instead of put it in this episode. I didn't want to go back into the regular episode.
Yeah. I think that no one could have predicted the shit show that 2020 is. So like, I think that like they might, like they had the footage, mm-hmm. but like they can't like separate it or whatever. And like, I feel like if they did it like in this climate, like if they filmed that this year,
right.
Ooh, it would have been like amazing.
Like, I think they did a good.
Yeah. They did a good job because I feel this is what we've been saying. Like when we registered to vote on live, we did a podcast recently where we talked about voting and all that good stuff. She was saying exactly what we were saying. Like, it's not just about who is president. Mm-hmm. It's not just about voting. It's about who is in the Senate, who's in the House, your local officials, your commissioners, your governors, all of that stuff is like, that's things that get skipped over, especially within like minority communities and like younger people. Mm-hmm. It was good to see that. And I didn't know how I felt about Wendy at first. Like, I loved her on the first episode when they showed her like getting ready for work and she was like talking to her baby and they showed her on Fox News. I was like, amazing. But then when she came at Ashley, I was like, hold on now. Like, you don't know our girl to be talking to her like that. Okay.
You just got here.
Yeah, like, sit down. Literally. That's, what my problem was.
I like Wendy doing.
But, the last episode when they showed the Nigerian culture, loved that. Mm-hmm. And then now she has another big episode where she's talking about voting, Black women voting, and, like, the importance of voting in local elections, too. So I feel like she's on Candace's side, obviously, because she's Candace's friend, but I'm separating her as like a really important like housewife. She's making a great housewife, I feel.
I disagree. Mm-hmm. I like her being an activist. I like her doing those things. And to be honest, what she says about voting, that's something that we don't hear enough about. I've only heard a few people, including Barack Obama, actually be real and say that. I love that for her. And I feel like she should go do that. I don't really watch Housewives for that. Well, I want people who are going to get down in the mud. And I feel like she's going to try to stand up there and point down on everybody.
Yeah.
And that's not exactly what I want from the show. And I'm cool with Wendy as a person. As a housewife, she's leaving me lacking.
But I think that just needs an Ashley or a Candace to pull that out of her and bring her into the mud. If nobody wants to be in the mud, if you can stand on the rock or whatever and just watch everybody mud wrestle, you will. But you just need Ashley to find some dirt on her, and then I think she'll be good, just as good as anybody else.
She's also like beefing with Karen too. Like, it's not just her being holier than thou.
That's a little weird.
Even though I don't like the beef with Karen, like, leave the grand dame alone. But I'm seeing that she is starting some shit. So she's doing both of those. And I just feel like we've never had Nigerian culture on the show. We've never had a voting conversation like that. We've never seen a woman on like a conservative, you know, channel in that kind of environment. And that's why I like her so far. But I mean, I just want her to like step back from the grand dame and like leave Ashley alone also.
Like, what's that for her to do then?
I think she just came during a season that was so heavy with other plot lines that we didn't get to meet her until these last two episodes. Because now she's growing on me a little bit. But in those first ones, she only had time to fight with these other women that she didn't know yet. So that's true. I feel like it seemed like she should.
Yeah, it's like they just threw her in there.
Yeah.
Even with what's going on, she was like, what? Who's that? Like, what's happening? And I just felt like I did not want to see that.
Right.
Like, I didn't want to see that shit.
You want it to be like the family business. Like
the original cast.
The women that we know.
And that's what I wanted to see. And I agree with Quinn. I think that she is... like, she's a great blueprint for a Black woman. I think she's great with what she does. But as far as a housewife, it's like, I just haven't seen the thing that makes me say, like, oh, I like her. Like, I really like her. I just haven't seen that yet.
Yeah.
Of course, the Leos are agreeing with each other. But
they send each other a text
It's true. I feel like eventually at some point, I mean, she can grow on us. Like, once she builds, like, a little bit more the with the other cast. Yeah. But it's open. Like... when she comes on, it's like, and we don't really know her like that, and she starts coming at like Karen crazy. It's kind of like,
but that's how it is anytime you introduce a new person into a group of women. Because if she didn't, if she was just playing nice with everyone, you guys would be like, oh, she's literally bringing nothing. But so far, she had a little tizzle with Ashley. She's still has a tizzle with Karen. So she's jumping in there also, you know, like being herself, her career woman self. And then also there's some African tea brewing, and like we're finding out that their families don't get along. Their family didn't even show up to the birthday party. So I'm like, ooh, I want to explore that even maybe next season or something.
That's pretty big for her to have like three children and his family hasn't seen any of them.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about Nigerian culture
at all.
That's huge. Like that's
even in just regular old Black or even just American culture. It's like, if your family does not fuck with you to that point, like something happened.
And that's what Ashley needs to find out and bring to the table.
And Ashley will be the one to find out.
You think it's gonna be Ashley?
I
hope it's Ashley. Like I love like I felt Ashley grew so much. Like, you know, she was like,
I agree.
Like the Madonna with her baby during the town hall meeting and like being the voice of reason. And she was just the epitome of like motherhood and everything. And then she can still twist it and be messy at Monique's party. It's like, oh, there she is.
Yeah. Like the Ashley that we know and love is still there, but she's still growing.
Right. We saw when she called Candace on her crap at Wendy's party. And then, so it's like, she's still there. I feel like any information they give, they just hand it to Ashley anyway. Like,
what's wrong with they that? Know what to do though. Yeah. Like, you she's know, like, who's going to be messy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just don't want them to like, try to comfort her in her little situation that she has going on, but
she's in control of that situation.
Yeah.
She has it under wraps for sure.
She does.
I love how she handled it.
And that's why
I respect her over too. Post nut. I had to Google.
Oh, I heard of a post nut, honey. Like
that is what you call taking control of your storyline.
Sure.
And I mean, that's the other ladies need to take note.
Mm-hmm.
Giselle.
Anyway, so Next.
So,
all right. So moving on, this is our last topic. Candace and Karen at the Wine with Wendy. We touched on it a little bit. Do we think that if the shoes were reversed, that Karen would be taking the same sides? Would she fight for Candace the same way she's fighting for Monique?
I think
probably
so.
Not.
I think she would, though. I think she would, because she, I don't know, for some reason with Karen, she's more like a motherly figure. Mm-hmm. So if Candace was saying that she was going through all of this shit and that's why it happened, I think that Karen would, you know, support Candace. Maybe not as fiercely, but she would support her.
I think she would have been a little bit more aggressive with Candace.
Why you say
just
that?
Just because Candace is annoying. It's like,
she is.
She's very annoying.
There's two different people.
It's a difference between Monique. Like, Monique beats somebody's ass and then that's it. Like, we have to pull her to the side and mm-hmm. like, whatever. Yeah. But Candace keeps it going for years, for yeah. days. On Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, with her mom at the events, in the car, in the confessionals. It's like at the reunion. Mm-hmm. Damn, like you're going to keep popping your fucking mouth the whole time. Like, you can't do that. You can't do that. Because that does get annoying. So I think Karen would have probably been like, okay.
That's what I think. I think that Karen does play that motherly role, but whether they say it or not, every mom has a favorite child. And out of the two, Karen's favorite is Monique.
Yeah, I'm definitely.
I mean, who can blame
favorite.
Her? Monique is way
look at her.
Right.
Likeable. I think Monique is possibly the most likable housewife.
Yeah.
Ever or in Potomac?
Oh, not ever. I mean, I can't even compare that. Like, I don't even know who I will compare. Like, because, like, I love Atlanta. I can't say anybody. Porsche's likable.
She'll also a favorite somebody's right now, ass. But. Yeah, exactly. That's why
so
I
maybe
love
there's a correlation
friends.
There.
That's why they're friends. And that's why Portia be standing up for Monique mm-hmm. and be like, nah, come on. While Giselle tries to.
Yeah.
When Giselle tries to throw
like,
her little
how you know
things.
That?
Yeah. Portia's like,
Yeah. So yeah. I do think Monique is more likable. So yeah, it's possible Karen would be different with her.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Now, what do we think these women want from Karen besides just writing Monique off and taking Candace's side? Is there anything Karen can do that they'll be satisfied with or no?
Ride Giselle's coattail. Like, that's what they want her to do.
They literally want her to do what I heard that they were trying to do behind the scenes and what Monique said, get her off the show. They mm-hmm. want her to contribute to the plotation of the downfall of Monique. And right. it's like, no.
And you know what? That's kind of what annoys me with Wendy. That's another thing, because if she is a part of that, like, you just got here. Like, stop trying right. to put yourself with the OGs and make it seem like, you know.
But she's Candace's friend. So if you put me on a show,
you're not gonna
and
stand,
you got
I don't
your
care.
Ass beat, you would not want you would not expect me to be on your side completely.
I mean, yeah, okay, exactly. I would want you to be on my side, but at the same time, I have to understand also the audience might not want to see you if you're not an OG, and if this is your first season.
But I think from a, and the Capricorn will understand this, business point of view, if you get one woman taken out of the cast, that's a spot that you can stay.
Exactly. You got to play the game. You got to play the game.
No, I get it. I mean, I respect it, but... You
know. I thought we were, like, playing by the Black people rule of, yeah, somebody could do something crazy, but they haven't done anything crazy to me. So even though I can say they're wrong for that, and be honest about that, I shouldn't have to treat them differently because of something that they did with you. That's between y'all.
Yeah.
It just depends on what kind of, like, person you are, like what you, especially the relationship that they have, like off camera, if they have a really close off camera relationship, mm-hmm. I feel like it's hard not to take it personally. At the same time, you know, Wendy's clearly on Candace's side, but I don't feel like Wendy is completely shutting, you know, Monique out, like, I'll never talk to her again type right. shit. Like, I feel like she's on Candace's side, she's going to be on Candace's side, but she's not like too extra with it, well, in my opinion.
My problem is that I felt like she used the whole angry Black woman thing. I didn't like her using that card. If you didn't like that she beat up your friend, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I don't think holding Monique trying to be like she's
for every Black woman, it's mm-hmm. ridiculous.
It's ridiculous and it's unfair, especially since we have, like I said, we have white people committing all kinds of violence all around us since the beginning of since they left that damn island. So it's like that's
on that
not
island
fair.
Too.
And on that island too, yeah.
Yeah.
I also like just didn't like the fact that like even if that's the case, like, okay, I know that Black people are like, come on now, white people are here, so y'all stop tripping. But at the same time, it's like...
We've all been there before.
That was a little bit too real for me.
I mean, we know what she's talking about.
Yeah. But at the same time, I'm like, these people who would literally look down at Monique already feel that way anyway. Mm-hmm. These prejudiced people feel that way regardless of what Monique did, whether that fight happened or not. If you view Black people like that, just because Monique did that, you already have hate in your heart and like a bias and a prejudice right. already. And that's also my problem with it. Like, that's why I went on that whole rant where I was like, listen, y'all not about to play Monique, period. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a lot of classism too. But now, of course, we've seen like the preview for the upcoming episode where she calls Monique Rusty.
Rusty ass bitch.
No, I have to say something.
It was her. It was Candace saying it?
That was Candace saying that.
I thought that was Monique.
I thought that was Candace saying that in response to finding out about the countersuit.
It doesn't slap. It's hard now.
Yeah, because I thought it was Monique. I thought it was Monique. You just ruined the next episode.
I'm pretty sure I think that was Candace finding out that she was being countersued.
We gotta take that shit off.
We have to investigate.
We can compare sources, but it sounded like Candace to me.
Damn. Either way,
I thought it was hilarious.
It's not as funny as if Monique said it to me.
It's also untrue because Monique is like the opposite of Rusty.
Yeah, but that's why.
Yeah, she's the unrustiest bitch.
Okay, yeah.
And Aaron was about to say something.
Okay. Yeah. I agree.
All right. So on that note, I think we did it. That's the end. So before we wrap this up, do we have any final thoughts? Aaron, would you like to share? I want to know what you're talking about.
That's all I have to say.
No, there's more. He was so about nice. To say what I was about to say earlier. So if y'all caught on.
Monique is not Rusty.
Then let's leave it at that. Monique isn't that. Rusty. She's the furthest from it. And that's just that.
You've seen the confessionals.
And know that.
Thank you for listening. Be sure to follow Know That, a Real Housewives podcast on Twitter and Instagram at Know That Pod.
And you can follow me at Quentin Lamar on Twitter.
You can follow Anthony at Anthony F. Casella on Instagram. And you can follow me at Real Donniewood on Twitter and Instagram. You can follow Kaya and Aaron on Bravo While Black.
At Bravo While Black on Instagram and Twitter. And please listen to our podcast if you liked what you heard.
Continue to listen and subscribe for free to Know That, a Real Housewives podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your shows.